The story of Papua New Guinea's sinking Carteret Islands has made headlines around the world. The locals are known as the world's first climate change refugees, but the publicity hasn't translated into help. A relocation process started several years ago, but only a handful of islanders have moved to nearby Bougainville. They're pleading for help to save their relatives from their sinking island homes. PNG correspondent Liam Fox visited them at their new homes on Bougainville.
On a windy hill out the back of his new home at Tinputz on Bougainville's northeast coast, Charles Tsivi shows me his large garden.
And what sort of stuff do you grow here?
Kaukau. Mostly kaukau, banana, tapioc, and cassava.
And are you getting enough to eat? You grow enough to support yourself?
Yeah, plenty.
Planting a garden is something he couldn't do back at his old home 100 kilometres away on the Carteret Islands. The isolated islands are slowly disappearing under the Pacific Ocean. Rising sea levels have inundated crops and spoiled water supplies. Charles Tsivi moved his family to Tinputz last year and built a house on land donated by the Catholic Church. He's glad he made the move.
I saw the population was increasing, as well as that strong winds blow the waves onto the land and spoils the food gardens.
He says life is better here on Bougainville, but he's worried about his relatives back on the Carterets.
I'm very sorry. Our mothers are there. With the food shortage, we are worried about them. But to help them, it's hard to go across the sea. We could help them if we had boats.
Ursula Rakova moved from the Carterets to Bougainville several years ago and set up the organisation Tuleli Pesa to raise money and campaign for her people. She says the situation is getting desperate.
Food scarcity, population has increased. There is fight over firewood. There is also arguments over the little land that's available for food crops and just over bananas and coconut trees.
A relocation process began a few years ago, but so far only two families out of a population of 2,300 have moved to Bougainville. Ms. Rakova says they need more land and more money.
We plan to move within the next 3 years, 83 families, so we are looking at 830 people. And then within the next 10 years, at least move 1,700 people.
The Carteret Islanders have made headlines around the world over the last decade. So many journalists have visited the islands that many locals are now sick and tired of having to accommodate them. Ursula Rakova says the publicity hasn't translated into help from either the PNG government or the international community.
The issue on Carterets and climate change is all over the world. I think enough of talking. We've got to see some action in practical sense.
With predictions the Carterets will be largely uninhabitable by 2015, time is running out for help to arrive.
Liam Fox.